Good morning. Well, welcome. It's good to see you folks with us again. You may be able to be with us today. This morning we have our special Christmas program. As you see, we'll be the bulletin you got coming in. Pay careful attention to that. Keep it handy. Keep your hymnal handy, because as you see, there are songs that the congregation will be singing throughout the program. This is a lot more complicated than a cantata, where you just sit there and watch and listen. We got a lot of different parts going on back here. We got a lot of special numbers. The choir's doing four songs, and the words to those songs are in the bulletin there. There are other specials you see there, too. So be ready with your hymnal to sing when called upon. Right, Chris will be coming to lead those in a moment. A couple of other things to remind you concerning the schedule today. We have our annual dinner and party this evening. Bring plenty of food. There'll be a couple of games or something, and a couple of songs, and Chad will be bringing a devotional this evening as we have a good time of fellowship in the Lord this evening. Saturday at 4 p.m., those who can are invited and who are interested, come to or meet at Avery Place in Winterville, which is where Miss Nellie Bray is a resident, and we're going to sing some Christmas carols on their front porch while the residents sit in the dining room with the windows open and can hear us sing. So that's the plan. If there's any reason they have a quarantine lockdown or something so they can't come out to that, because that happens from time to time, as Sharon has mentioned, that then we'll go around the side and sing to the windows of their rooms, okay, for a little while that evening. So plan to meet out there. If you don't know where it is, it's right across the street from the post office in Winterville, and if you're not sure where that is, meet here by a quarter till four, and Sherry and I will lead you out there. But we'll be going out there. It's about 3.5 miles from here, so it's not hard to get to, and it's not far to go. But anyway, that's Saturday at 4 this next weekend. And then next Sunday, we'll have our basically a regular schedule, but the evening service will be a time for Christmas carols and communion. And we'll sing a lot of our favorite carols that night. And Jack Bamford will be here to play the piano for us. If you know Jack, you'll be looking forward to that. It's been a while since he's been able to be here to play for us, but he'll be coming to play for that evening. All right, those are our announcements. Chris, come and get us started.
Good morning. We'll start with hymn 202, Singing Now of Christmas. You can stand, give your blood a chance to move around. We'll sing 1, 2, and 4, and then transition over to 203 and sing all three verses there. So 202, 1, 2, and 4, and then over to 203, all three verses.
Sing, we know of Christmas.
Dr. Garland, could you open us in prayer, please?
What a precious thought that Christ came and died to save. Father, what a special blessing. Pray that you would warm our hearts through the message and song today. And Lord, that we would rejoice forever because of this great truth. Thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you. In Jesus' name.
I was looking ahead. 196, please. 196, Once in Royal David City. We will sing the first two verses only of 196.
Even in the Garden of Eden, as early as the Garden of Eden, God had promised that a Redeemer would come. Later prophets restated that promise in one form or another. Isaiah was the earliest of the prophets to specifically prophesy concerning his birth. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, he said, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." And Isaiah was speaking actually over 700 years before the birth of the Savior. But he also prophesied of the greatness of this child. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, he said, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace."
In the beginning he was the Word, Creator of all he became. Hope of the nations, Prophet to come, Emmanuel,
Jesus,
his name. He is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father above the immortal, Eternal One, Prince of Peace. His name is above. His name is above every name.
Offspring of David, Carpenter's son, Child of a virgin he came.
Lamb without blemish, crucified one, his name is above every name. He is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father above the immortal, Eternal One, Prince of Peace. His name is above. His name is above every name. Risen Redeemer, Light of the world, Almighty God we proclaim. Alpha, Omega,
ever the same.
His name is above every name. He is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father above the immortal, Eternal One, Prince of Peace. His name is above. His name is above every name. His name is above every name.
The advent of this divine child, his actual coming, is recorded in the Gospel of Luke in the second chapter. Let me read the first seven verses. "Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn."
Okay, hymn 207, this is our offering hymn this morning, 207. Stand with me, please. We will sing all three verses, starts with the refrain, ends with the refrain, all three verses, and I will play hymn 220 if you want to follow along after this hymn. So 207, He is Born.
Yeah.
season that's so dear to us, Lord, and signifies the birth of Christ, Lord, and we thank you for that birth. We also thank you for the sacrifice that he made, Lord, for we know without that nothing would be as it should, Lord, and we thank you for the promise that you've given through Christ's blood, Lord. Just pray for those who couldn't be here today, those that are sick, Lord. We have a lot of sickness around us, Lord. We just pray that you would heal that and lift that from us. Lord, I pray for those that are traveling, that you would give them traveling mercies. Yeah. Bring them safe back to us, Lord. And I just pray you would continue to lift up and bless this service to your honor and glory, Lord. And I pray that you would also bless this offering to your service, both the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I really like the way that song sounds on the horn, after that brass. Jesus' birth was announced by angels to a group of shepherds pasturing their flocks outside Bethlehem. They sent the shepherds to find the baby and told the shepherds he would be wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. Those shepherds went quickly to confirm the words of the angels, and Luke says when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child.
Of our King, our prayers must now employ. Hymns of welcome sing, raise we songs of joy. The everlasting Son incarnate deigns to be. Servant form takes on to set his servants free. Come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Heirs of Zion, rise to meet your servant King. Nor let heart despise, peace he comes to bring. Redeemer of the light, he soon will come again. Scattered saints, unite with him in heaven. us rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Before the dawning day, let sinful deeds be done. Put away the new self, put on all glory to the Son who comes to set us free. With Creator Spirit, one eternally.
Please turn to 215, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, and we will sing both verses of 215.
When the shepherds announced what they had seen in finding the Christ child, Luke says that all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart.
For this child is clay forever.
In all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our needs. He guards us from all danger. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory
Well, Luke tells us that the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
The sky was bright with a holy
It's Matthew who reports on another group of visitors to see this newborn king. In Matthew chapter 2, the first two verses, we read, "Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who was born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.'"
Star of Bethlehem, behold that
189, O Come All Ye Faithful, 189. Why don't we stand, give your legs a little bit of a breather, get some blood flowing. 189, sing all three verses, please. O Come All Ye Faithful.
Some years later, that the Apostle Paul spoke of these events in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, when he wrote, "When the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons."
Thank you.
after his earthly ministry and his crucifixion and resurrection, as the Lord was ascending to be with the Father, he promised that he would return. In Titus chapter 2, verse 13, Paul encourages every believer to be looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. The King who returned to his Father is coming back for us. And I believe the King is coming soon.
Angels sing, let the bells in heaven ring, for the King is coming soon. Let the stars on high lend their glory to the sky, for the King is coming soon. Every valley shout for joy, let every mountain ring, clap in praise. Let the nations of the world rejoice and sing. Everlasting joy, the everlasting King is coming soon.
Let the Alleluia,
for the King is coming soon, very soon.
Let the Alleluia,
for the King is coming very soon. Every valley shout for joy, let every mountain ring, clap in praise. Let the nations of the world rejoice and sing
everlasting songs of joy.
Everlasting joy, the everlasting King is coming soon.
Let the world
Alleluia, for the King is coming soon. For the King is coming soon. Every valley shout for joy. Let the rivers clap in praise. Let the nations of the world rejoice and sing.
Everlasting joy,
everlasting King is coming soon. Christ is coming soon.
Okay, please turn to hymn 200. 200 Christmas Bell. Let's sing 1, 3, and 4 of 200 Christmas Bell. Hymn 200.
Here we angels sing of its birth.
Isn't it wonderful to know that Christ was born those years ago and is coming back for those who are His? Let's close in prayer, and I'll ask you to stand as we close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we've come today to sing praise to our Savior and to glorify His name. Lord, I pray that as we've tried to, in our feeble way, to lift Him up and worship and adore Him, I pray that our own hearts have been encouraged and that you receive this as our gift as we lift our worship to you. And Lord, I pray as we go from this place, we might do so with hearts that are joyful because we know the Savior and we know the King is on His throne and we know He's coming back for those who are His, and I believe soon. Lord, I pray that you would enable us to be faithful witnesses, credible witnesses, and joyful witnesses to the truth of the gospel in the days to come. Especially at this time of year when people may be just a little more ready to hear the truth. May you use us as your mouthpieces for the glory of our Savior. It's in His name we pray. Amen. We'll see you tonight at the dinner.